via PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. It's one of the top stories. Our headline is 82% agree with Charlie Sheen. The U.S. government covered up the real events of 9/11. And it's gyrating between 84 and 82%. I looked at it 5 minutes ago or a few minutes ago, and it said 84. Now it's down to 82, and I haven't really been pushing you to go vote on it. And I've been told, we've confirmed, the calls come into the studio and the emails. Neocons are on talk radio all over the country panicking over this poll, and they are telling people to go there and to vote. And so we're out of 18,605 votes, 15,328 agree with Charlie Sheen, and 3,277 agree with the official, the Tooth Fairy did it, government conspiracy theory. So since they're on there saying, go vote against Charlie, we just said vote your conscience. Go vote for Charlie. Go to PrisonPlanet.com before they close this poll and do it right now. In fact, they had a big online poll with the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. 3 years ago, when Congresswoman Cynthia McKinney went public and said 9/11 is a clear cover-up, we need a real investigation, and she listed NORAD stand down and public officials being warned, and of course we've interviewed her on the radio show and on TV, and it was a 24-hour poll, and 90-plus percent were agreeing with her until Neil Bortz, who's based in Atlanta, and a bunch of other people said, go tell her she's crazy, say she's wrong. And when they closed the poll, it had gone down to 45%, it went back up to 55%, and they shut it down, because even with national attacks going, the people were going to really show that we had the majority view. That was 3 years ago. Over 3 years ago now, CNN last year had a poll on Anderson Cooper, the exact same type of poll, and out of tens of thousands of respondents, we have links to that on the website, understand that it closed at 90% believing the government was covering up and may have been involved. Zogby, 49% believed the government could be involved, 66% wanted a new investigation and thought they were being lied to. So Charlie Sheen being attacked by hundreds of newspapers and magazines, and it's backfiring on them. He's also being supported by, I would say, about 45% of them are being supportive. And even the hit pieces then, I think, are people falling down on purpose. In fact, some of them I've talked to and I know, but they're not allowed to tell the truth. So they say, isn't he an idiot? And then they list, look at all these top government people that say what he says. Aren't they dumb, too? So I believe people are deliberately doing all they can to actually help Charlie. And listen, he's the first person in Hollywood to go public. He's an American citizen. He's well-informed and educated on these subjects. I know you want to hear from him. I'm just telling you, he's got amazing courage, and I'm commending him. Charlie, thank you so much for coming on with us, Mr. Sheen.
Thanks for having me back, Alex. All I can say is, wow. Wow. This has been some kind of week, I'll tell you. I had a sense that that this thing was going to get hot. I didn't realize that, as you say, it was going to go supernova.
Well, it has gone supernova, despite the fact they tried to can it the first few days, but they just couldn't stop it.
No, they could not. They could not. But it's interesting because you talk about this recent poll, which is really inspiring. It's really
can
inspiring.
You specifically speak to CNN, Showbiz Tonight, and their poll?
Well, gosh, first of all, I have to tip my hat to CNN, to Showbiz Tonight, to AJ Hammer, for having the courage, for having the guts, for having the wherewithal to give someone like myself, someone like you, the actual time and the focus to examine these issues. Because as you said, I think this is the most attention in mainstream coverage that this topic has ever received.
It is. I mean, no one has ever had in Hollywood the courage you had, and then that spurred more courage. And AJ Hammer says he thinks there's a cover-up, and he wants an investigation.
Well, yeah, and that says a lot about him sticking his neck out there, you know. But again, like we said in the first interview, it feels like the worm is turning, that the consciousness is shifting. But it's interesting because you talk about the attack pieces, you know, and the majority of them, in fact, 90% of them, were attacking me personally. Were attacking my credibility. Were attacking my observational or talents of insight or observance. And what they did not attack is the specific points that you and I raised, the points that generate the most controversy about the events.
Well, that's what a hit piece, if it's done by an operative, always is. They build a straw man, and you know, even, you know, most of the stuff they're attacking you on is exaggerated or isn't even true, because I've researched it. You know, it's tabloid trash. You know, 80% of it's a fraud. I mean, as for being a party animal, George Bush is known to be a bigger partier than you are in many cases in his life. So I guess it's okay that, you know, George Bush has got a few problems in his life, but you've got to be basically Jesus Christ.
Well, absolutely. For anyone to have any kind of an opinion about something that warrants opinion, I guess you have to be as squeaky clean as all of those offering their critique.
You're absolutely right about that, but I'm listening to talk shows, and I'm listening to the callers call in, and they're predominantly agreeing with you, and their neocon hosts are flipping out. And then, I mean, what does this poll mean to you specifically? You know, in the low 80s, 80%+, more than 8 out of 10 people agree with Charlie Sheen. Can you speak directly to that, those type of numbers?
Well, those numbers are staggering, but again, I'm not entirely surprised, because I didn't blindly go on your show on Monday. I did my research. I was looking at those numbers that you referenced earlier, and so I felt like, you know, if I was going to have the guts to come out about this, that there would be some support. There'd be a strong measure of support, and I think it speaks volumes to the reality that people want the truth. They want the truth, and what's been offered to us resembles nothing of the sort.
Well, on top of it, Charlie, the old line media still thinks they have a monopoly. They don't understand that overall the alternative media is now bigger, and that they're not just going to be able to mug you and then everybody just sit back and watch them beat you up.
Yeah, well, clearly, and I there were a lot of blogs, and there were a lot of chat boards, and there were a lot of internet data that there was a lot of people I wanted to respond to personally for their support and their courage to join those of us that are, you know, part of the 9/11 truth movement.
Well, I want people to understand something too. I mean, when I call you or you call me, but you know, or I'm calling you back and you answer the phone and I hear, you know, the newest 9/11 documentary on in the background, or I hear you online researching something, listening to firefighter tapes where they're saying there's bombs in the buildings. You've been researching this for how many years? I mean, again, I'm not just saying you are hyper, super informed on this. That's true. I mean, you really are.
Well, thank you, Alex. No, but it's not like I have access to any secret data. I'm looking at the evidence and the data that is available for anyone to look at if they know where to look, if they know how to look. And, you know, it takes a lot of filtering. It takes a lot of sifting. But if you do your research and you're diligent, there's stuff that will be uncovered that you just can't turn away from. You cannot ignore.
How many hours a week have you been researching 9/11?
I'd be guessing, but it didn't really begin till about 6 months after the actual event. Because again, you know, and I was vilified for expressing my feelings about what I saw, and I was demonized about expressing or for expressing my gut reaction to what I saw. So again,
that's right.
They
ignored the meat and potatoes. They ignored whenever you came right out with the facts, and then they tried to focus just in on you talking about that day, your instincts.
Exactly, which was a mistake, and it was a valuable lesson not to talk about gut instinct, because these times have obviously driven us to eradicate such notions.
But the good idea is they're not willing to face you on the real meat and potatoes issues. And what you've done is going to drive tens of millions more people to go out and simply look directly at the points that you've raised. And let's spend a little bit of time on that.
Sure.
9/11, Building 7.
Sure.
I mean, would you like to challenge these neocons to specifically put up or shut up? I mean, what about this lady who we now find out the production company she works for is owned by one of Bush's fraternity brothers from Skull and Bones. She went on TV on CNN and told us that we needed to do more research, and she claimed that the planes knocked the fire retardant off the steel. Even if they did, steel doesn't melt at that temperature, and Building 7 wasn't hit by a plane.
Yeah, no, it wasn't hit by debris. It wasn't... There was no obvious damage other than a few, as described, small fires that burned for 5 to 6 hours. No, but this woman based all of her credibility on the ratings that the show received. And I find that ludicrous, because what that speaks to is people's interest, whether you believe official story or you're curious about an alternate viewpoint. So she kind of shot herself in the foot talking about, this is the base of my credibility. This is why I'm right, because a lot of people watched it.
Well, right now,
you know, I could say the same thing about the reaction to my comments this week. Well, that obviously shows that a lot of people believe me, but I'm not saying that. I'm just here to remind people that the only credibility I need is what I have, and that is as an upstanding, tax-paying American citizen who loves his country and who refuses to stand by as this level of insanity is blanketed over obvious truths.
Well, you know, an area we haven't really explored is motive for the trillions in oil, motives for the hundreds of billions of no-bid weapons contracts. And Bush told his biographer to be able to have a war, then no one could really question him domestically. And to have that war, Dick Cheney wrote in the PNAC documents, Project for New American Century, that they needed a big Pearl Harbor event to mobilize us. I mean, what about the motive? I mean, now America is turning into a police state, and they're using the Patriot Act and non-terror related crimes. They admit that, and they're using this to take our freedoms and kill America. Can you speak to that?
Well, it just seems too convenient, the path that we've been led down since the event. You know, again, I cannot speak about the why, the how, the who, because I do not have any evidence that points in any of those directions. You know what I'm saying? I mean, yes, I'm aware of the times that we're living in. I'm aware of civil liberties and you know, a lot of my God-given rights, constitutionally given rights, being eradicated, sometimes slowly, sometimes quickly. But again, I think if we keep the focus on the specific evidence, the specific areas that generate the most questions, I think that's where our argument stands.
So we're getting back to what you said on Monday, and I'd like you to say it again in your own words or add to it. Their official story is the biggest conspiracy theory of them all, and we know what they're telling us about 9/11 from pillar to post is a fraud. So therefore, I mean, if Building 7's wrong, it's all wrong. Speak to that.
Well, it's like I said on Monday. If there's a problem with Building 7, there's a problem with the whole damn thing. And guess what? There is a serious problem with Building 7. Now, you say you've tried to contact Larry Silverstein, correct?
Yes.
And he will not return your call?
No.
And he will not respond to his quote about pulling Building 7?
No.
Now, how is that possible? How is that justifiable? When somebody makes a statement like that, I think it warrants a follow-up response.
Well, it does.
You know what? I'll come right out and say that I'm personally requesting a direct answer from Mr. Silverstein about what he meant. Because
well,
so far, none of us have been able to get it.
Well, that's extremely bold of you. Now,
give him my number. Tell him to call me. I'm just curious. Tell him to call CNN. Tell him to call somebody. Because you cannot make a statement like that and not follow it up and not back it up and not explain it.
Well, let's be specific about that. Obviously, you've seen the films. You've seen the news footage. There are clear blast points going off down the sides. You see the central column get blown. You see the penthouse cave in. The perfect classical demolition, then it falls in on its own footprint. Can you specifically talk about the video you've seen and those blast points?
anyone that cannot view this as a controlled demolition, I would have to say that their chair was not facing the television. Anyone that can look at this and say, yes, that is a random event caused by fire, really needs psychiatric evaluation.
Well, literally, folks, I have hours of different firefighters and police. I mean, we can't put it all in the films because that's all the films would be. We have hours of them saying, did you see the bombs? Did you see the explosions? And then reporters, when 7 falls, going, wow, did you hear those explosions? And then it falls. I mean, hours and hours and hours and hours. And Dan Rather and Peter Jennings saying, looks like bombs. All of this. And then a modern steel building never falling. I mean, this cannot be ignored.
But when they pigeonhole me into the tinfoil hat-wearing, conspiracy knucklehead brigade, they don't mention those quotes by Peter Jennings and Dan Rather.
They don't mention the quotes?
But that was their first impression. That was their gut reaction. You see what I'm saying? They didn't have any evidence. They didn't have any proof. They were observing exactly on they were commenting on what they were observing at that specific moment in time.
Absolutely.
But again, Alex, the majority of what we're discussing existed only on day one. If there wasn't a problem with any of it, why wouldn't it still be accessible through the mainstream to this day?
Yeah, why won't they talk about it and debate it with us? It's the big no-no. It's persona non grata. It's taboo. We're not supposed to get into Building 7 because not only did it look like a controlled demolition on the day, then the firefighting organizations and firefighter engineering say it's a cover-up. Fire didn't do that. That's impossible. They're the experts. They're the firefighter engineers. Not just firefighters, they're engineers. They're saying it's a cover-up. Then they haul the steel away, guarding it with machine guns to ship it to China. Let me ask you a question.
Sure.
What do you think of Communist China, a known Communist Chinese company, a military company taking over our port security now?
Well, gosh, that would require an entirely separate interview for you and I to launch into.
That just broke today.
I saw that.
It's amazing. Charlie Sheen, final segment with you. We'll cover some other key issues on the other side. Again, I can only commend you for being just an amazing trailblazer. You have really made history on the side of the good guys in a big way, and I think what you've done here is more important than everything else you've done in your life, my friend. We'll be right back with Charlie Sheen, who's a hero. Saying, I want to challenge these neocons to not attack me personally, but challenge me on the facts. You know, it's not about Charlie Sheen. And Charlie, just for all the newspapers and CNN, everybody else out there listening, would you like to state that in your own words?
Yeah, I just want to restate that I am an American citizen that loves my country. And as a citizen, with my passion for this great country, I demand that I be challenged on the facts, not on immature behavior from 20 years ago. That if they continue to attack me personally, it only gives credence to our side of the argument.
That's right. I mean, you're here saying, hey, just look at these facts, like many other prominent people are doing, and that's the issue. You also had another idea about new media polls you're challenging the media to carry out.
Well, I think there should be a poll on Building 7. First of all, ask people if they even know what Building 7 is, or was, rather, and then ask them, having seen the video evidence, what their opinion is.
You know, that's a great point.
I would predict right now it would be in the 90s. I'm on the record saying that. Do you believe Building 7 was a controlled demolition? 90%. Okay, I said it. I'm on the record.
Well, that's what I'm getting in the real poll of 4,000 radio interviews in the last 4.5 years. Now, I think it'll be 90% of Americans who know about 7. The government media have been so quiet about it because you have a 47-story building, and I've been there, folks. It's way down the block, imploding and falling down when buildings right up next to Tower 1 and 2 that weren't owned by certain parties had buildings fall on them and burn for a day and nothing fell.
Yeah, no, it's startling. It's startling. startling. If we can take simple physics and every aspect of logic that we've come to know and just put it on its ear, then we can get behind how they've explained that away. What does FEMA say about Building 7, Alex?
They've had four different stories, as you know, and they've had to change each one. First it was a oil tank, and then they proved that didn't make it fall. And then they said, fires. And they said, that's impossible. I mean, Underwriting Laboratories that underwrote it said it's impossible. And, I mean, those are engineers that underwrote it. Do you understand, folks? And then they claimed that North Tower fell, hit it, and knocked out its main column when their own official debris field shows only dust hit it. And fires didn't start for hours. And so they're just all over the map claiming, and then they claim structural failure, but it had been underwritten, and so that's just bizarre. Listen, metal desk in the Madrid fire that burned for over a day, little cheap metal nothing desk in the middle of white-hot flame didn't melt. Okay, giant steel, hardened steel does not do that. It's bottom-line physics. In closing here, during the break, you said you wanted to directly challenge the neocons just specifically. Do you want to challenge them to deal with your facts? You want to lay it on the line?
Yes. I ask that they look at the evidence and that they debate myself, yourself, people that support us on those specific issues. Not about me personally, not about what they think of me personally, they think they know about me personally, just about the facts. I issue that challenge.
In closing, is 9/11 the biggest hoax in world history?
I don't know that I want to make that statement, but it's pretty darn close. Let me just say this, Alex. It feels like you and I have started the revolution, and God bless America.
The chair's against the wall. John has a long mustache. We're out there, America, fighting behind enemy lines. Hey, are you guys going to start the Hollywood Wolverine Militia? Beverly Hills?
I hadn't thought of it until this very moment, but it's a hell of an idea.
Yeah, that's just one of my attempts at humor. Listen, it was great having you on, sir, and I appreciate your amazing courage, and we'll be talking to you very, very soon, Charlie Sheen.
Thank you, Alex. God bless you, man.
Take care, my friend. An amazing individual. You ought to know him personally. All right. Take care, my friends.